From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Former President Bill Clinton is headed back to the hospital this week. He's scheduled for surgery to clear out scar tissue that formed on his left lung after his heart bypass surgery last September. Today, Mr. Clinton conducted business in Washington, at the State Department, and at the White House. His doctors expect a full recovery. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more on the surgery.
Alan Schwartz is chief of cardiology at New York Presbyterian Hospital, where the former president had a bypass operation last September. Schwartz said at a press conference today that Mr. Clinton has been walking up to 4 miles a day.
He had noticed over the past month or so that on steep hills, he was getting winded a bit more easily. At the same time, he was starting to feel a bit of discomfort in his left chest. Nothing severe, but a bit of discomfort.
Mr. Clinton has a rare side effect of bypass surgery, a buildup of fluid and scar tissue on his lower left lung that partially collapsed the lung. Cardiac surgeon Jennifer Ellis of Washington Hospital Center, who is not involved in Clinton's care, says fluid often builds up after someone has been on a heart-lung machine. Usually it can be drained with a needle, but scar tissue can form over time. Schwartz says doctors at New York Presbyterian Hospital will remove the scar tissue Thursday. Jennifer Ellis says they'll start with a fiber optic scope.
You would start with an incision about half an inch and put the scope in there and see if you can do it with the scope. If the lung is too stuck, then you actually can't get the other instruments in there to do it with the scope, and that's when you have to do the small incision.
New York Presbyterian Hospital's Joshua Sonnet says the former president should be fine.
This is a relatively low-risk procedure, and we expect full functional recovery in a limited amount of time.
President Clinton's office predicts he'll be in the hospital 3 to 10 days. Ellis suspects it will be just 3. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.